A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colson Smith and as always, I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Solo.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. The Sofa Cinema Club is all about the films we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week we set a film for the others to watch and then we come into the studio to talk about what we loved, hated and rated about the film. Now, the beauty of our film club is that anybody can join in. All you have to do is watch along with the film at home and then join us every Thursday to find out what we thought of the film. And this week's film has been chosen by Jack. It's his last choice of the series. And it is the classic that is Star Wars number 2, The Empire Strikes Back. But it's not number two. It's not number two, is it? Which we will find out more about in the episode. But before we get into talking all things Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, number two, that's not number two. As always, how has your week been? What have you been up to?
I had the kids this weekend. I went to the theatre.
What did you watch?
I watched...
Panto?
Oh, it was really cringe, actually. I went to the theatre in Leeds. And I went to go watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You know the Playhouse in Leeds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went there to watch.
It's not very good, is it?
No, it is.
The musical or the play?
I think it's both.
Well, I was meant to be in the musical, wasn't I? Saw it on Broadway and it's not very good.
Yeah, but you're always going to say that.
Yeah, you got a bit bitter.
Is this a bit Billy Elliot, do you think?
You got a bit bitter. You got bitter. Yeah, yeah. One, you immediately dropped in. I nearly got that, but you didn't.
No, I mean, I did get it.
You immediately said, there you go.
Well, because it's good. It's a good part.
Good part.
It was me. He dies quickly, though, doesn't he? Dies really
but
quickly.
He does in the film.
Good part.
Yeah, I know.
Good part. You don't forget him. Augustus Gloop.
How do you know I was meant to be Augustus Gloop? Have you just jumped to a conclusion there?
No, you've told us.
Yeah, I was, obviously. I wasn't going to be like Charlie, was I?
No.
No.
Although you could have done.
So what happened then?
The play is very good.
Yeah.
All the actors.
Do they sing? Do they sing?
Yeah, they sing.
So you've seen the musical, yeah?
Yeah.
Oompa. Oompa.
I don't know if they do that song, to be fair. Or it might be in, but it might be different words.
I've got a golden ticket.
Yeah, but I don't think that's in it.
I don't think that's in it either, no.
No.
Oh.
Anyway, forget the show is not the story.
So why is it cringe?
I met a couple of people from Emmerdale, and we usually cross paths at, like, awards or things like that, don't we? So it's always lovely to see them. However, there was someone there who had recognised the bunch off Emmerdale, and then they'd recognised me. But because I think I was out of context, it was an away fixture.
Big shout out. It was a scream for you. It was nothing for them.
No.
They thought you were in Emmerdale.
They knew them, and they kind of thought I was in the show as well. But I'm not. And they were like,
"Hi, feet, David.
How are you? How are you?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm good. Hi, yeah, nice to see you. Being all nice and pleasant."
Is this a fan?
Yeah, this is someone who's seen the Emmerdale bunch.
Yeah,
but doesn't know who you are.
No, but
it's not out of context. Leeds is not a million miles out of context from Manchester.
It's only 30 miles from Birmingham.
They didn't know. They didn't know who you are. I get it. I was out of context. You weren't in New York. You're in Leeds. I was out of context, and they didn't recognise me.
I think it's because it was so Emmerdale heavy. And then I was sandwiched in the middle.
Oh, right, okay.
They kind of thought I was in Emmerdale as
And
well.
And who'd you play in Emmerdale?
No, they were, I think they'd kind of... They'd recognise my face, but they thought...
A dingle.
They thought I'd left the show.
They thought you'd left.
They thought, and they were asking me what I'm doing now.
They didn't know who you were.
And I went, did you say, well, I'm still in the show. And they went, no, you're not. You've left. I went,
and then you suddenly realised. No.
And then I could see they meant Emmerdale. And I went, I'm in a different, I'm in, and I almost said it.
Oh, no, you didn't say it, did you?
And then they went, he's Kurdish. Yeah, and then they recognised it.
But you had to prompt them.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to.
Sounds like you slightly
did. That was it. That was the No, a little bit of the cringe.
That is the cringe.
No golden ticket for you then.
No. But it was fine. I'm not bothered. That they didn't know. I'm not asked.
Hey, how are you doing the show?
Yeah. Hi. What are you doing? It was that old. What are you up to these days? What are you up to?
But like you're having a chat. Yeah. You know, bit of gardening.
Well, it's tough out there, you know.
I might have told this story before, but I was once in Asda in Cass. I've been back at Cass actually this week, something to tell you. So I was in Asda in Cass and I was being scanned through. Yeah. And the girl on the till went, how long is it now since you left here?
Oh, God.
Oh, Cass. I went, I bet over 2 years now. She went, it's not that long. I've gone, it's over 2 years. Like, I just worked it out. And she went, it's only like 6, 7, 8 months. And I went, no, it's over 2 years. I went in 2018. She went, You never. She went, we still talk about your leaving party now?
Oh, she's thinking.
And I was at Asda. Oh, she thought I worked at Asda. She thought I worked at
what
Asda.
What counter?
Meat.
I don't know. Surely a butcher. Got to be a butcher.
Got to be, hasn't it?
What about homemade pizza? I like that counter.
Yeah, that would be a good one to good work counter. On. What oil do you counter. Want? Garlic or chilli?
Yeah. That'd she be, thought you worked she at thought, Asda. She, yeah. So both of you have had a pie there.
My cousin used to work on the fish counter.
I don't mind the fish.
Smelly.
I don't think it is when it's fresh.
Smelly.
Fucking is, Ben. Bullshit. Who's told you that? Who's told you that? Fish doesn't
smell. Yeah, but fish shouldn't be smelly,
what a
is
load
it?
Of shit.
Fish.
I've caught fish out the fucking sea and it stinks.
Does it? As
yeah.
Soon as you get it out.
Yeah.
Fish does
he
smell.
Stinks.
I can't believe you go on fish those boats.
Smell. I know.
Yeah.
I can't believe you do that. Horrible. Oh, I'd feel so ill. Is it really wavy when you go out fishing?
Yeah.
You don't feel it? You don't mind?
No. I don't get motion sickness.
Don't you?
No.
So it's like pretty much
fine.
Normal.
Just, yeah,
you're having a great time.
Fine.
Captain Shepherd.
Yeah.
Oh,
Captain Birdseye. Jinx.
Touch wood. Make a wish.
So I went back to Cass this week. On Thursday, I went back to my old school, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
And I have some news to report for Ben. Cass Factor. Cancelled. Discontinued.
Is that because it hit the heights?
It had 1 year back after COVID and then they couldn't get it going.
Didn't work.
They've cancelled.
What did you go and teach them?
Drama.
Oh, God. You would have been better off with another section.
I know.
And weren't they just looking at you?
Woodshop.
Weren't they just looking at you?
Should have done.
Did they ask you questions about the show?
Yeah,
How do you learn your
It was interesting because it was only years 10, 11, so it was kids that wanted to do drama, but it was all questions like, how do you learn your lines? And then they were asking
they
some good questions.
I bet they loved it, to be fair.
And I kind of said, look, guys, honestly, like, I still feel like I'm a student at this school. Like, ask me whatever you want. Honestly, I don't care. Then, lad, football lad, hand straight up. Car do you drive? That's first. And then I went, and then other lad went, how much do you get paid?
Yeah.
And I was like, right, we're gonna play Splat now.
Oh, we're gonna play Splat. It's got
point.
Awkward. We're gonna play Splat.
It's a big game
for an hour.
We do this at Corrie regularly when we're trying to get ready for a scene.
Q&A. Talking about contracts and what money we're
what
all
car
on.
We drive. Let's play Splat.
It's got awkward. Wink murder, okay? So everybody's standing in a set. But no, it was good. It was nice to go. Weirdly, they gave me a tour of my old school.
Oh.
Like, some current students gave me a tour.
What, new block?
But I was like...
Here's the computer block. We've done it up.
I was like, no, this is... I know this school. Like, I was here for a long time.
Oh. I know this school.
It was nice.
I know this school.
I got to sit in the staff room.
Oh.
I felt a bit like a fraud.
What were you doing in the staff room? Isn't it awkward?
It was awkward.
Did you talk to the teachers using the first names?
No, didn't do that.
Hi,
it bill.
No, Mr. Prendergast to you. Stop pissing about. That's what we would have got. Wouldn't it?
Did you ever do that with a teacher? You get to find their first name, you call them their first name.
Yeah, weird.
Right, George, stop pissing about. Straight off.
Yeah. I kept it. I did keep it. Miss Holmes, who was my head of year, who invited me back. She's called Fran, and I can't call her Fran. I have to call her Mrs. Holmes.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I had lunch with her, and it was really weird because all the teachers come in and they're like,
"What's the canteen like now in the school?"
Do you know what?
Good.
Gourmet.
By the way.
Gourmet.
Straight in to, on the tour of the school, Butler Hall, which was like the food, the canteen. Mm. So I go over and I'm like, I've got to go and say hello to the dinner ladies, blah, blah, blah. So I walk over to the dinner ladies and I'm like, hello, I'm here. Are you all right? And one of them went, you said that we're the reason that you got fat.
Oh, God.
I just went,
God.
I don't think I did say that. Oh, and she was like, I've read it in the newspaper. That's what you said. Oh. And I was like, oh, God. And I was like, that's not what I said. That's a misquote. What I said was, I knew that if I made friends with the dinner ladies, I got bigger portions. And they went, well, don't think you're getting a big portion off us today.
Banter, banter, banter.
It was all banter. It was all like gesture. And I was like, oh, God. Like the dinner ladies hate
Fair me. Play, though. Straight
Call
off.
Me they came your None back. Of that showbiz shit here. It was very much. I mean, it's Cass. What do you expect?
Yeah.
But well, do you know
Cass
what?
Factor. Well, hold on. I expect Cass Factor. Yeah. So I'm not. What I expect. I expect show business is like rock, like a word all the way through, Cass. Show business. If I think of show business, I think Cass first, then Hollywood.
Yeah.
Then Vegas.
It is the epicenter of talent in the North. It really is.
Yeah. Cass.
But. Yeah, Cas. I love how you added a Z on it.
Yeah, Cas Factor.
So yeah, so I went back to school. It was fun. I'd recommend it.
I've never been asked back.
Have you not?
No.
Maybe.
I don't think mine's there now.
What was your school called?
Gosforth High School.
What was your school called?
I went to a primary school, Greenside, and then I went to a high school called Intake for like 2 years, a year, and then I left.
Then you were in the school of the street.
It's Kit, then me and you had Kit.
And then that's it. I left high school. You're done. Like year eight, done.
Just stayed with
homeschooling.
Be interesting if any of you happen to go to the school that Ben went to or the school that Jack went to. Go up to your head teacher and say,
"Well, they definitely won't know. They're not there now.
Get,
and there's no one there after 40 years.
Just say, get Ben Price back for a workshop. He'd love to come up and do it. He'd love.
Ask me any questions you like, only about splat
or wink murder.
Wink murder.
The freeze game. The freeze game is always the best one, isn't it? As an ex-drama teacher.
I remember my drama games were very good.
What was your go-to game?
I kind of like made them up.
Did you?
Yeah. And I used to make them sort of make a film out of a shit. They had to sort of get in a group of like 5 or 10 people.
Yeah.
And they had to portray a film out of a freeze frame.
Okay.
So if I said something like Peter Pan, they had to sort of create a pirate ship. Someone had to be sort of like Hook. Someone had to be flying. Do you know what I mean? And I had to be able to look at the picture.
And guess the film.
And guess the film.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. When we open the Sofa Cinema Club Drama School in the new year, maybe that can come from it.
Yeah. I had loads of games. I really enjoyed them.
Well, unfortunately, we're not here to talk about school and games. We're here to talk about Star Wars.
Something much more important.
Which means, Ben, we have the pleasure of sitting through a Jack synopsis.
The last one. Really quick. Famous last words. Okay. Empire Strikes Back. It's the follow-up to the massively successful Star Wars franchise. Follows Luke Skywalker having defeated and blown up the Death Star from Star Wars. And it looks as though the Rebels have got one over on the Empire, the baddies. However, in this one, they come back and they look to seek out all rebels and destroy them. Han Solo, Princess Leia, and Luke are trying to rally round.
Rally round. Come on, guys. Rally round.
Last push. And Luke also tries to learn the ways of the Force to get his Jedi powers on Dragobah, a different planet.
Dragobah? Dagobah.
That sounds good though as well though, doesn't it?
Where are you off to? Dragobah. Ooh, how come we're 7:30? Good. Yeah. I'm using the Force.
I'll have a pint.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Jack.
It was a bit of,
I mean, do you know what you did? You said it's going to be really quick, and then you spent 40 seconds talking about the first film.
Yeah.
Because you felt like you had to...
Well, you have to sort of...
I think, actually, that's worth bringing up now you've gone on to the synopsis. What I realised was, as we started to watch Empire, I had to fill Coulson in on a lot of the backstory.
Right.
And I think I realised that probably he came in too late. He came in too high. Because he wouldn't have had the backstory with Skywalker, Ben Kenobi.
No.
And I think he was a bit lost, so I had to give him the fill in there. It's awkward.
I didn't know what was going on.
He didn't know what was going on. So I'm literally going, and that's Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And that's Skywalker. Yeah. That's Kenobi. No. And then Coulson turned around to me and went, is that Ewan McGregor? And I went, no, it's Alec Guinness. That's what he fucking said. He said, is that Ewan McGregor? Like, no. Ewan McGregor was like 5 or whatever it is, but 8 in 1979.
I thought Ewan McGregor played Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah,
and
he does.
And I'm like, that's him then, isn't it?
Yeah. So I had to fill in a lot there. The Force. It's quite weird when you have to fill someone in on it.
Yeah, because you never have had to do that with any of them.
It's like,
yeah.
What?
I'm not
Everyone
the only
knows
hurt.
The Force. Psh, Force. Yeah. Yoda. Vader.
Yeah.
It's like so instant. Yeah. Han Solo. Leia. Yeah.
I'm not the only person who hasn't seen Star Wars. Definitely, though.
I don't think my girlfriend's ever seen them.
Well, you have met someone.
I don't think she's ever met them.
She's never met Luke Skywalker.
She's never met me.
I've never met Yoda. She's never met me or Yoda.
I don't think she's seen any of the Star Wars films.
Get this.
Go on.
Producer Henry.
Yeah.
Never seen him.
Has he not?
Oh.
Oof. So, basically...
Disappointed. There's no excuse for that now.
If you're a Sofa Cinema Club listener and you've never seen the Star Wars and you've watched it just for this episode, you're like me, you've jumped into the deep end, you've watched a film,
you see, I can't
you've watched
get,
a number
I
two, not knowing the number one.
That. I always think of them as Star Wars, Empire and Jedi. I can't collectively know them all as Star Wars.
See, this is the interesting thing as well, because obviously you said it was number two that we were watching,
yeah.
And I had it queued up to put number two on, and Ben was like, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
He had the
and
clones
I was like,
up.
Well, like, Attack of the Clones.
I'm like, we can't do that.
But Ben's like, that's not number two. And I'm like, it is.
I know.
But they've all been rechanged, haven't they?
Well, the original trilogy was
1, 2, 3.
Wars.
New Hope, Empire, Jedi.
Yeah, but it wasn't even called New Hope.
It was called
Star Wars. It got rechanged.
Ah. When they knew they were going to have
when
more.
They went, oh no. He's going to go back and he's going to do a prequel.
So how many have they had now? You said
nine. Starts off with episode 4, which is Star Wars.
Okay. So what I watched yesterday was the fifth film.
Yeah, fifth.
But the second
fifth
to be released.
Fifth in the series, but second
but,
to come
but
out.
You can talk all of that.
I know, yeah.
But really, in the real world, it's number two.
Yeah.
Star Wars is the OG.
Yeah.
Number one. There we go.
Yeah.
Empire, Jedi. The rest forget.
Yeah.
Are the rest good?
Well, I think George Lucas fucked them up. Because he got masses of power with the idea of the first three that he had, right? The first one that came out went massive.
Yeah.
Because everybody was into aliens and it was just huge. Yeah. The success of 1 and 2. And then he can pretty much do whatever. So he wrote and directed episodes 1, 2, and 3. So the Phantom
I didn't think
Menace.
He did direct number 3.
No, he didn't direct 2. It was
didn't direct 2.
Sorry. Episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
So the new ones.
Oh,
the new ones.
Okay.
The prequels,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He wrote and directed them, and I think they're bobbins.
Yeah.
But the story of them are very good.
Yeah.
The story of them.
So he's good at making story, but you can't write and he can't direct. Is that
I
what he's
don't
saying?
Think so.
Okay.
Think
so let's talk the original trilogy.
Yeah.
1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Start a new
He wrote
Hope.
And directed the first one.
Okay.
And that was, to put it into context, like nothing on at the cinema at that time.
Okay.
It was like...
Massive.
I must have been... Was it 79 it came out?
77, I think. 79 is...
Empire.
Oh, no, 80, isn't it? Empire?
Star Wars 77.
Yeah. And then 80 and 83.
It was released beginning with the original trilogy, 4, 5, 6, 77 to 83 was the original trilogy.
So the one useful thing about Star Wars is when it starts, it gives you a bit of the backstory, doesn't it?
They always do that thing, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it gives you a bit of a title
very
to
famous.
Explain
I was six.
What's happened.
You My head fell off.
It must have done.
It
must have
fell
done.
Off. You've got...
6 years old when the first one comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're in the cinema and you're seeing a Death Star, you're seeing robots, you're seeing lightsabers, yeah. you're seeing amazing creatures in the cantina. It's like unbelievable. It's like when I went back... Me and my brother went back, we went with the kids to Disneyland. Me and my brother, as we stepped, saw the Millennium Falcon, we're like, they couldn't give two shits.
No.
Couldn't give two shits. But to me and my brother, it was like, oh, this is our childhood. This is unreal. Yeah. Yes, amazing.
I thought for an old film, it looks pretty good.
Especially it's been remastered a lot.
The Ice Planet. The old Ice Hoth. Planet. Yeah.
Which is Hoth. Norway, I think they filmed
Oh,
that
is it?
Yeah. Which, that blizzard that Luke's in is a fucking blizzard.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. They basically sort of like went, no filming today, blizzard, red flag, no one's going out. And the director, is it Ivan Kershaw? Him.
Yeah.
He went, no, we are. Hamill, get on your fucking camel.
Get on
We're
that.
Off.
Get on the puppet camel. Yeah, we're off.
We're off.
Whilst we're speaking of ice planets and blizzards, Ben, you've had your own ice planet to deal with, haven't you, this weekend?
No water. No hot water. I've gone full Wim Hof. And it went off, and I was like, woof, straight into Wim Hof. I'm like, oh, it's freezing, freezing. And then I thought, we'll come back on. We'll come back on. Be fine. It hasn't been on. Three days.
Oh,
cold showers.
And every and in the morning, I'm like, you know, one of those programs you go on in the BBC and they'd make it like seem really like, and here we are, the ice planet, whatever. I'm just like, they're going, in the frame, trying to wash yourself. Give it the old heads and shoulders in the freezing cold.
Freezing.
Then you get out and then everyone goes, yeah, but you'll feel great. I'm like,
freezing.
Cold showers are so hard.
Why? My mate gets cold
showers. Who gets cold showers?
Colin. He always has done.
Colin cold shower?
Yeah.
How does he feel after he loves them?
He loves them.
I tell you what I like. A warm shower. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try a new thing, which is staying warm and a warm shower. And I wash myself and I wash my hair. I go, ooh, I'm all nice and cozy and warm. Yeah. I don't walk out going, I'm in the planet hot with with that Yeti. I felt like I was that. I had to get cut open, get saved by Han Solo.
I've tried cold showers, but it's just...
Do you know what? My son,
not the one.
He saw that programme on the BBC. He got
the Wim Hof programme.
He got over a minute every morning.
If I had a cold shower.
Yeah, and then he got to like 2 minutes. He was only 12. I said, you're all right, your heart's all right. Yeah. I just do it at night, cools me down. He said, yeah, I've got up to 2 minutes now. He put stopwatch, timed himself from 30 seconds of work to...
And it's freezing. You have to put it on freezing.
Oh, no. I know what he's like. It will be freezing.
Right.
He won't. I know what he's like. He's.
It's all about your breathing, isn't it?
Full
it's
cold.
All about your breathing.
And I went, great, we'll turn the heating off.
Yeah.
Save some money, have a cold shower, never put it on hot.
So if you were a young Jedi and you've been kidnapped by a Yeti, how would you get out?
See, that's the thing that was annoying, which I was trying to explain to Coulson, was he hasn't fully developed his powers.
No.
So is he not a Jedi?
No,
not really.
No,
he's kind of just been told
you are not a Jedi yet.
Yeah.
He's right at the start. That's where he goes to see Yoda. So when he's trying to get his lightsaber, which also Coulson didn't know what it was, and I said, that's his lightsaber.
I thought it was a lightsaber.
No. Saber. It's not lightsaber.
What is your lightsaber? I'll tell you what.
No.
The entirety of my life, I thought it was a lightsaber.
He's got a lightsaber. Watch it. He's got a lightsaber on him. What is it? He's a bit handy with
so
that lightsaber.
Saber.
Saber. Saber is like a sword, a saber.
I remember getting one in my cereal box once and calling it a lightsaber.
And no one told you?
No.
No.
Is that not just a torch?
Well,
a lightsaber. Is that not the sun?
No. That's
a
kind
lightsaber.
Of...
Hey, I've got my lightsaber! He said saber again. Don't
ruin some childhood memories there. To say.
Saber. Yeah. But he couldn't quite get it, but that's the thing about the Force. The Force isn't fully formed, and he's going...
And also, if you are going to be a Jedi, you're meant to learn this kind of shit when you're, like, 6 years old, not when you're, like...
So why is he not, learned it?
19, 20s?
Yeah.
Why has he not learned it?
Because he never knew that he had this
gift. He gets hidden. He gets hidden, and that comes from the other film. They hide him away to protect him.
So
a bit like an Princess Obi-Wan. Aurora.
Yeah. Elephant in the room. It's Harry Potter in space.
Well, that's not the in the room, because Harry Potter comes afterwards.
Yeah. I know, but
you're saying it like elephant in room.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what Harry Potter is. It's Star Wars, but on the planet, and they're wizards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's on.
But it's not
on
elephant
Earth,
in the room. That craps on Harry Potter, not on the Star Wars.
We all knew that years ago.
So we'd seen Star Wars.
Yeah.
As we're watching this film, I kept saying to Ben, so are these the baddies? And Ben were like, black ship's baddies, white ship's goodies. And like the music.
The
kind
music
of obviously
gives it away.
Yeah. So when Darth Vader's on screen, I say, so who is he? Who's behind the mask? And Ben went, well, I can't tell you that because it ruins everything. And I went, so obviously he's his dad. Does he know he's his dad yet? And Ben was like, no. So obviously it's annoying because I know elements
of the
story.
Yeah.
But I kind of don't know when it all fits together. Yeah.
But that was a massive bomb in this film, wasn't it?
Did
nobody fucking knew.
No. Huge Coulson.
And
huge.
I guess they're not books, are they?
No.
So
No,
you're watching it as a film for the first time.
See, I was trying to tell him, the last fight in Star Wars was Vader and Kenobi. And he goes, if you strike me down now, I'll be more of power than the impossible we imagine. And he gets struck down and you're like, oh no! Obi-Wan Kenobi's being killed. And then you realise it comes right, it goes. So then Skywalker being the son of Vader was massive when he did that. No! Yeah. And he floats down. It was like huge.
So were you in the cinema when you watched this?
Yeah.
And what was your
watch it in the cinema, Coulson. Yeah.
What was your reaction? Did anyone at school tell you?
No, it was huge. There was the thing when I was a kid, which you don't get now. Movies did that. Like, you couldn't find out on social media what the end of the film was.
Like James Bond dying, it kind of, even that was a bit hush-hush.
Yeah, but you did find out about it. People knew.
Yeah.
Well, imagine you going to a film and you don't know anything. Unless your mate Billy has gone, hey, E.T. lives.
Yeah.
You don't know. So I didn't know it was his father. And they don't release it because they'll embargo the press because you can do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when you see it, you're like, oh, my word.
What about you?
I think I must have done.
Did you know the twist before you saw?
I think I must have done, just because obviously Star Wars came out before I was born.
Okay.
So as I was growing up,
it was a massive.
Everybody knows Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's dad.
Because everyone in that film, you can relate to someone. So you're going to get scared of Vader. You get Han Solo, he's the comedy. The two robots keep you on the straight and narrow and kind of explain everything, don't they?
Yeah.
So in the prequels, do we find out why Darth Vader went to the dark side?
Yeah. That's the whole point.
We do.
Yeah.
And does Luke Skywalker go to the dark side in the later films?
He gets tempted, doesn't he?
Yes. Tempted by the dark side. I did a play based on Star Wars. I think I've told this before. No. It's called Star Flaws.
Did you have a lightsaber?
Yeah, it was made out of foil, and I was lukewarm water.
Oh, you have said this before. Lukewarm water.
Lukewarm water. That's clever.
Oh, I thought it was the business. Force! We just kept doing that around school, which was basically kicking someone. Force, bam! Force! Yeah, but I use the force. You can't do that. I've used the force.
Old Indiana Jones, he's in it, isn't he?
He's in it big.
He didn't want to be in it.
By the way, he's a bit weird, his character, isn't he?
I think he was bored of the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, at the end, I mean, we're jumping. You know, he gets put in that
carbonite.
That carbonite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To freeze him.
Yeah.
He wanted Lucas to kill him. He went, get me out of this film. I'm done with it. Can you kill the character off? And he went, please come back for Return of the Jedi. And he's like, no. He's like, please, please, please. And he's like, no. And he went, right, well, I'm not going to kill you off. I'm going to freeze you. Go away, have a think, and then we'll see. Because he wasn't tied into the 3-movie trilogy deal.
Okay.
I think he was a bit bigger than Mark Hamill, wasn't he?
No, I think he'd probably only done American Graffiti before. So he wasn't a big star at all.
He wasn't a big star.
But they all didn't know what they were getting into. So none of the effects were ready. So I think George Lucas showed it to Spielberg, a rough cut, and the effects were clippings from war films. So they had no effects done in that film. So it was just them running around without a lightsaber, with no effects, because he finished it, but he couldn't afford the effects. They wouldn't give him the money till they'd seen most of the film finished.
Oh, God. So it's a proper risk.
Yeah. It was a massive risk. Massive. And they all thought it could absolutely bomb.
I guess there must be some feeling, especially for someone like Harrison Ford, who's going off and doing other films, that when you're working on Star Wars, if you don't know what you're working on and you don't quite believe in it, it's probably not the place you want to be
going
to work.
But also, it's not like now when someone goes, oh, it's set in a... It's like an Avengers world, or it's a this world or that. They'd all been pants before that.
Yeah, and it's you're on the ice. Yeah. You're on the ice planet riding a seahorse, going to get slashed by a Yeti.
And you're using sticks, which are luminous. Imagine, like, Alec Guinness took points on the film. He got a back-end deal on the film because they couldn't afford to pay him. So they gave him some profit share, which they thought was going to be worth nothing. And it's ended up
working. Millions.
Multi-millions. But they just, they said, we haven't got the money to pay you. So he's walking around for the first film in a desert going, you must use the Force. Like, someone's made up something called the Force, so he's walking around. You know, it's that, I get it. You look back on it now and go, amazing. But at the time, you'd go, yeah, just do that and something will move across the room.
You know?
Like, yeah, it must have been very, very hard to make.
Yeah.
Films back then, they took a long time.
Yeah.
So Empire, it took 6 months to film. So imagine signing up to do that. You'd be, you know, as an actor, you'd be like,
that's
I want to go off
year.
And that takes, that wipes me out for the year. Yeah.
But it also made him.
Yeah, of course. Like, look, do you know what I mean? It's just at the time you're like, do I want to commit and sign up to something that I think might potentially bomb?
And then when it went big, big.
Massive.
Like, there was no other film. Like, around the block. Blockbuster.
So, you've picked this film, Jack. You've picked Star Wars number 2.
Yeah.
Why this one? If there's 9, why this one?
I think this is the best one. I think it is. It's got the massive twist that no one sees coming. It's got your classic good and evil. Yoda, he's in it. I mean, the icons. They are icons. You've got your iconic line of, I am your father. And it's that sort of narrative, that story that's been replicated time and time again from this film.
Yeah.
From this franchise. And I think this is the best one of the 9, in my opinion. It's a lot darker.
Opinion.
I prefer that. I hate it in the Star Warses where in the Star Wars franchise when I don't like it when they sort of inject all the comedy and all the niceness.
Yeah.
It kind of pisses me off in a way because I'm like, but they are at war.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any room for gags. Like C-3PO and R2-D2, I can't be arsed with them two. They're just they just kind of annoy me.
They take you
And then the introduction of Jar Jar Binks in...
Yeah, terrible.
It's
terrible.
It annoyed me. And
that
I'm like,
terrible.
just keep to the cool stuff. Let me see the saber fights.
Yeah.
That's mint.
Yeah.
Stay with that, mint.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break whilst the three of us go and watch the other 9 films. But then we're going to come back and we're going to give our ratings on the 2nd/5th film.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're back. We've watched all 9 in order.
My eyes are bleeding.
I think I've done that before. Not all 9. I think I watched 6 in order. I don't think the latest 3 were out.
Maybe that's our 24-hour
move-a-thon. Our 24-hour move-a-thon has to be Harry Potter.
How many Harry Potters are there?
There's about that, isn't there?
Eight.
It's the nine.
It's pretty much bang on 24 hours.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That would be our... Surfer Cinema Club may do a 24-hour watch.
Yeah, this is...
You could watch along with us.
It's an idea and discussion. We're talking about maybe watching films for 24 hours, going live, doing it all, tying it in with a bit of a charity.
Bit of Quidditch.
Do you reckon we could do it? Jack's yawning doing the podcast.
God, I'm yawning at the thought of it. Jesus.
Yawning at the thought of 24 hours of films or 24 hours with me and Ben.
We'd have to do it in your house, Carl.
24 hours on my sofa.
24 hours of Potter. I'm yawning.
Could you do 24 hours on my sofa?
When would we start? When would you start at 24 hours?
At 12 midday and finish at 12 midday. I reckon.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I tell you what's hard, when it gets to 6 a.m. and you realise you've got another 6 hours.
That's a push.
That's a push.
Half 4 light coming up and you're still on...
When you're on Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Yeah, and you're like, well, this is a push now. I'm in my 19th Quidditch game. I've had enough. Expelliarmus. Yeah.
Shepherd, your last choice of the series. You've gone big this series. We know you've chased ratings after the slight issue with Crash.
I've chased.
You've gone.
I was talking to Ben about this pick, and I've tried to pick something so that they're all pretty much different films. And looking at my collection of this series, they are all different.
There we go.
They are all different. There's all sort of different genres in there. A Star Wars is a people pleaser, and that's what I've gone for.
Man of the people.
Yeah, and Empire Strikes Back is me trying to rein back a little bit of darkness, and it's not completely a people pleaser, but I think it's the best in the series. So my rating, I'm going to go 8.3.
Price.
I get it with Empire. I think my favourite Star Wars... I think Empire's a better film. My favourite is Star Wars because that was the first thing I saw when I was 6.
Yeah.
That's why. I think Empire's a better film. I agree. Good twists, good turns, good bit of force in there, good fighting, which I love. And the Yoda reveal's great. I've always loved that. Where he's like...
Yeah.
And then you find out he is there. I can't train him.
That's like the Miyagi, isn't it? From the Karate Kid as well. Do you know what I mean?
So I'm going to go 8. Steady away 8.
You're going to hate me. The world's going to hate me.
Why?
Well, to say your number first.
6.
A sloppy.
It's not sloppy. It's a solid 6.
It's sloppy 6.
Yeah.
Solid 7 could have given it, but you've given it a sloppy 6.
I'm slightly annoyed that I have not seen number 1.
Okay.
Because I feel like... I should have, if I had the time this weekend,
you'd have done that.
I feel
first.
Like I'd have been better to have watched 1 than 2. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In fairness to me, when I picked 2, I didn't realise how much you had to see 1 before you saw it.
Because you take it as read.
I just take it as though, well, you know.
I've seen all of them so many times.
Because I know from living as a human in modern society, which you do, you know about Star Wars, you have the date May the 4th, so you know stuff, you know little snippets, and I've tried to place those little snippets in my head. I've already semi-created the storyline in my head, then I've seen the film for the first time, and the film that I've seen is the second one.
Yeah.
I feel like it wasn't for me, but I don't want to say Star Wars isn't for me, because I don't feel like I can say that, because really, I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
I've seen 1. And I feel like I'm kind of an unfair advantage with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you're saying.
So please don't think I hate Star Wars, but I guess I'm a Harry Potter kid.
Listen, if you say you hate Star Wars, I don't take that. I don't look and go, what? How can you say you hate Star Wars? You know, it's like, fine.
22.3, I believe.
22.3.
Is it above Brokeback?
Everything is. Yes, by 0.1. It's above Brokeback by 0.1.
20.3.
I mean, is the likelihood that the original Star Wars is going to come out on the podcast at some point?
Not now.
No.
That'd be my prediction. No.
Ben draws a line.
Yeah, you did your bit. You shat on it. I don't think, to be honest, you were into it right from the off. You weren't into it.
There was a lot of yawning, weren't there?
immediately.
I thought it was quite slow, yeah. I did think it was quite slow.
Do you know what?
Pace.
Watching it this time round, I thought it was...
A bit slow.
Yeah.
A bit baggy.
They take a while to get out of Hoff. I'm like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they do.
They're on the ice
for
a
but
long
then
time.
But you got to remember...
I know.
You haven't seen it for ages.
Yeah.
So the movies are massively apart. Then you're getting into it. Oh, we're back to that. And then we're seeing all the characters again. Then you've got Vader. And then, yeah, you're right. And then you've got the AT-AT. The AT-ATs were massive.
They were great. They were great.
They were
what
massive.
You call them? AT-AT?
Yeah.
The dogs.
I call them AT-ATs.
No, AT-ATs.
Walkers.
No, not AT-ATs.
Interesting.
AT-AT. Okay.
I call him Yoga. You've shat on my childhood.
Yeah, I apologise.
Do you know what? I wish everyone could have seen that movie when they were six or
yeah.
seven.
Oh, yeah. God,
I wish
Ben,
everyone could I have imagine. Had the experience I had, which is being in the cinema going, this is one of the greatest experiences yeah. of my life.
But we're yeah. going to have a very similar conversation one day because I watched Harry Potter at the age that you watched Star Wars. And you probably watched Harry Potter at the age that I watched Star Wars. And it's two very different
what?
Things.
Say that again. I'm confused.
Well, he watched it when he was like seven or something. And he's probably saying, I watched Harry Potter in my 20s.
That's what I was saying.
So as soon as I watched Harry Potter, I'd read the book, actually. And I watched Harry Potter. And you're right. I was like, yeah, fine. It's about Quidditch and wizards. Harry. But it wasn't like,
yeah. You see, Lord of the Rings came out at the same time as Harry Potter. And I was like, yeah, but that. I'll watch that one.
Interesting. That. Well, we'll see. I'm sure it's going to come out in Sofa Cinema Club at some point. But for now, Jack, nearing the end of the series, which means we're into your last few gems. Shall we sing our way in to try and cheer Ben up, do you think? I think we don't always do it, but I think just to cheer Ben up slightly.
Jack's hidden gem of the week. I felt watching back on the live show of that clip, our song there was very good.
Yeah.
It worked. Go, Jem, hit us.
He's
said it was good.
Said,
I did say it's
you've
good.
You've already said.
Now, this gem is relative to me.
Because okay. it's Jack's hidden gem.
It's about my hometown.
It's related to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about my hometown.
It's the one you've sent us.
Pudsey. What's it on?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
It's a documentary.
Yeah.
It's called The Confession.
Yeah.
You might have seen it pop up on Prime.
Yeah.
Right?
Say that again. Pop up on Prime.
Pop up on Prime. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was good.
It's about a man who was charged with murdering his wife. He's called Keith Hall. She's called Pat Hall. And she went missing in 1992 she went missing in. So I'm 4 years old in Pudsey, and he was arrested on suspicion of her murder. He was like the last person to have an argument with her, and to his story is that she left the house in the middle of the night, she drove off and never came back, right? Then the police are suspicious of this. There's witnesses to say that they saw a man driving a car, which is his car. They found his car. And then my mum remembers it as clear as day because there was a roundabout in Pudsey and the police had suspicion that he'd hidden the body in this roundabout.
In the roundabout.
And they dug up the roundabout in Pudsey, right, where I live. So it's filmed all over Pudsey. And then I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but it's basically called The Confession. They got somewhat of a confession from him, but he's not convicted of murder to this day.
Wow. And
he got away with it to a certain extent. He still claims he's innocent.
Is he a free man?
He's a free man, and I've met him quite a few times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Didn't he once hand you something?
He did once hand me something. After the... After the murder investigation and the trial and the murder trial, I mean, I'm kind of spoiling the documentary because he gets away with it.
Yeah, you've shorted it. It's no hidden gem.
That doesn't really spoil anything for me, actually, funny enough. But he got a job as paper round, basically, delivering newspapers around Pudsey. And he handed me the paper, knocked on the door and he handed me the paper and it was Keith Hall.
Oh, wow.
Local celebrity.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you want to watch it, where can you watch it?
You can watch it on Amazon Prime. And it's just mad to see your hometown on a documentary on Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah.
Christy.
Maybe they'll make a documentary about Cast Factor one day.
Cast Factor will be in there. But watch it. It's really good. Two episodes. They're about 50 minutes long.
And it's called?
The Confession.
Hidden gem.
Next week is the official end of Sofa Cinema Club Series 6. However, we are coming back straight away with no break for two Christmas specials.
Two.
We've had this last week.
Listener choice and our choice.
We had this last week.
Oh, come on, give the audience what they want.
So the last pick of the regular series is down to our listeners, which means the supercomputer has come out. And we have got four films for public vote. And those films were History Boys, which I really want to watch.
Mm. Yep.
That went up against Little Shop of Horrors. And the other were 8 Mile against The Dead Poets Society.
Mm. Good film.
Both very close. This was a hard one this week.
Yeah, I did see that it was quite close in the running for both semis.
Yeah, no standout at all. The winner of semi-final one, History Boys versus Little Shop of Horrors, is Little Shop of Horrors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's into the final. Feed Me Seymour. The other film that has made it through to the final is 8 Mile. So the final is Little Shop of Horrors versus 8 Mile. And the film that we're watching next week, the last film of the official Series 6 of Sofa Cinema Club, is 8 Mile.
Why are you laughing?
is
singing in the final next week is
Gareth Gates.
Jack, you said you wanted 8 Mile to win.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of trivia in that film. But also, there's a bit of trivia in Little Shop as well, isn't
good
there?
Good extras in 8 Mile. Just that, the rap competition in extras.
Happy watching 8 Mile then?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Before we leave the studio for this week's episode, we need to speak to you a little bit about our Patreon. Patreon is our paid-for subscription platform where you can get extra Sofa Cinema Club. It's where we put out our bonus monthly episode, as well as ad-free episodes of Sofa Cinema Club. You get access to our Instagram close friends. You get access to quite a lot of extra Sofa Cinema Club. So if you're a Sofa Cinema Club fan and you want more, simply head on over to our Patreon. And if you do, you get a shout out on the podcast. And last week, we gave a few people jobs. And Ben, we've had a few complaints, haven't we, to head office?
Last week, we gave Hannah Nontana, in brackets Hannah Reed, a job. She messaged us about it. Hannah Nontana, Hannah Reed. Window cleaner? Are you joking, Jack? And no, Coulson, my handle is not a spelling mistake. It's a top-tier bounce, especially for you, thank you.
I do appreciate it. Now I understand them. Do you know what I like as well, Hannah?
It's top-tier bounce.
I do like it when you have to explain your joke. I always...
Love the podcast, guys. Only found it over the last few months and have binged it all while listening, while I'm working on my own. And so now have lots of ideas for films.
The windows won't clean themselves.
With the fam, which is mint, thank you. Had to get the Patreon for the bonus stuff, as I'm always laughing at the chat between you all. Jack's facts are fantastic. Okay. Star's antics are incredible, and the way Ben never lets Coulson away with his daft comments is just my favourite. Just runs and runs, and with it, whilst Jack does his amazing Muttley laugh in the background.
Muttley.
Brilliant.
Muttley.
You are all brilliant. 5 stars. Hannah, thank you. That's mint.
Good.
Jack, Hannah's a week into the job. Are the windows clean? Are you happy?
Yeah, but she never dries them.
You don't dry windows. No one dries windows.
No, but you should
Hannah hasn't got time. She's got thousands of windows to do.
But otherwise, she's leaving streaks.
Well, you know what the next job on Patreon's going to be, don't you? We need a window dryer.
Window dryer.
Someone else has been in touch as well, haven't they, Ben, about a job they got last week?
Yeah. Also, Steve McConnell has messaged about his job. Now, remember, Steve McConnell was head of McDonald's, but I'm a vegan.
This is not what he's said.
Vegan.
He's
a vegan. I think you're right.
No,
I
don't, it's I don't, tough no. shit. That's no. your job.
He's too, do you know
but
what?
He's a vegan. He wouldn't
Someone's
want it.
Someone's got to do it.
People are not a vegan. Well, he ain't having
no.
it.
No,
he
no.
is. He's got a
head of McDonald's. Yeah. He's been put off by it, so he's gone vegan.
Yeah, but if he looks between the lines, McDonald's is just a retail company, really.
It's great.
And they sell food in there.
Jack's having a Big Mac every day. I'm having a McFlurry after we've finished this. It's great having a McDonald's on site. It's great.
What's a McFlurry? Is it like that polystyrene stuff?
It's that fake ice cream. Isn't
it? Oh, yeah. Do you like those? What's your favourite?
I do like a McFlurry.
I bet you did,
I do
yeah.
like a
What's
McFlurry?
Your favourite one? Favourite flavour?
You can find out by subscribing to our Patreon. If you do want to join us on Patreon, it's really easy to do so. Go on over to www.patreon.com/sofacinemaclub. We've just released our November special, which is a bonus episode all about the work and life of Samuel L. Jackson. And just to tease you into the future, our December episode and our January episode are going to be quiz themed. So if you guys have got any questions that you want to ask us, if you guys want to quiz us Sofa Cinema Club
quiz
Series
on what?
6.
I don't get that. How's that?
Quiz on film.
It's a big quiz on the series, isn't it? Everything we've done in Series 6.
Quiz on the films we've done.
You should
done.
Know this. It's your section.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Shit your face and listen to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you want to join in on that, simply go on over to our Patreon now. Join in, pick your tier, and the three of us will be there waiting for you with loads of bonus content. We're back next week where we're talking all things 8 Mile. But until then, good night, God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.